In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, good morning or afternoon or evening on November 3rd. By the time you hear this, whatever time of day it is for you, it will have been Election Day. And man, in all of the 8 months that we've endured, everything that we've been going through, this feels like some sort of a culmination of all of the craziness of our year. And I know that there's a lot of people that have had a lot of anxiety and stress around this day. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. But I think today's passage you're going to see is a great reminder that we don't look to politics when it comes to the kingdom of God. We don't look to any one earthly leader. We look to someone who is on a different plane, is on a different wavelength, and thank God for that. We look to someone who holds it all in his hands, who's making all things new, and who's bringing redemption to everything. That's where we look. And so as we start here, I'm going to ask that even in all the craziness that you just take a moment and quiet yourself, quiet your heart, take a minute and allow God to just speak into your life this morning. Our passage today is out of Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to the end of the passage. And this is about Peter. It says, as Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat. Immediately Aeneas got up, and all who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek her name was Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and he prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and he helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. When I look at this passage, I see Peter, a man who not long before sat with Jesus before Jesus made his way to the cross And Jesus was trying to help them see their brokenness and say, look, some of you are going to betray me. And Peter just looked back at him incredulously and said, I could never do that, Jesus. I would never do it. And then just a few moments later, a few hours later, Peter denied Christ 3 times, just like he said. And then in that moment, which we don't focus on that moment very often, but when Jesus died on that cross and he said it is finished, the world was never darker. Everyone had put their hope in this man, Jesus, including and especially Peter, sacrificed everything, followed him around. And now he's dead. What does that mean for the movement? What does that mean for the kingdom of God that Jesus talked about? What does this look like for Peter? And we don't exactly know. We know that they were sad, and that's about it, what they experienced in that time before they saw Jesus again. But I think of that Peter, where he must have been, where his faith must have been. And then I look at the Peter in this passage. The Peter in this passage was going around and in the name of Jesus was healing people. People were seeking him out just like they sought out Jesus because they knew he had a piece of God. That faith is inspiring and that hope is inspiring. And I think, you know, for many of us in this season, in this moment right now, maybe even on this night, and maybe today, you're feeling the same way. Maybe you're feeling like no matter what candidate wins, hope is far. Maybe your life has been disrupted to a point where you don't know how it's ever going to get back. And so I want to remind you of Peter's faith. I want to remind you that in the darkest night, Jesus showed himself and Jesus gave them a plan. Said, this is what I'm going to be doing. Get on board. So I just want you to examine your heart and I want you to examine your faith. Be honest with yourself and say, where am I? Do I really believe in this Jesus? Do I really believe in this Jesus that came and conquered death? The Jesus that came to set up his kingdom, to show his love, to conquer sin once and for all. Do I really believe that? Can I really put my hope in there? I want you to get honest with yourself. Think about that for just a moment. And if you really believe that Jesus is who he said he was, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you with this election? Let's say your chosen candidate doesn't win. How does that change the way that you react? How does that change the way that you live into God's kingdom? There's a song we sing that has become one of my favorites. It just says, God, I look to you because you're where my help comes from. Straight out of the Psalms. I look to you because you're where my help comes from. Will you give me wisdom? Will you give me vision to see things like you do? Spend these next few moments and ask God for his vision as we move forward. His vision for his kingdom. His vision for your life. And in the midst of all the unrest, I want to leave you today with a prayer for peace. Oh God, the author of peace and lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.